Hey, before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to jump in and let you know about my brand new free online masterclass coming up in June. The Anxiety Reset is going to show you how to stop anxiety and reclaim your life. We're going to look at everything that you are doing that is creating more stuck anxiety, why the coping mechanisms that you've been using are not working, and I'm going to give you a four-step approach that's going to help you to regain control of your life. So if you're tired of anxiety interrupting your decisions, dictating what you do, then this is the class to join. And best of all, it's absolutely free. The link is in the show notes. Have you ever wondered why anxiety just won't budge? Like, what is it doing here anyway? Welcome to the Ease Anxiety Podcast. I'm Deanta Fuchs, a psychologist turned international anxiety coach, and I'm on a mission to share a new perspective on anxiety that puts you firmly back in control of your life so that anxiety no longer interrupts you. So grab your cuppa, get comfy, and listen in as we demystify, destigmatize, and deconstruct what you think you know about anxiety so that you can finally do what you have struggled with for so long. Ease anxiety for good. Welcome back to the Ease Anxiety Podcast. I'm Deanta Fuchs, I'm your host, and today we're going to talk about blocking beliefs that are causing anxiety, or at least they're keeping your anxiety stuck. But before we dive in, let's just create a little context on why this is important to understand. You see, most people that work with anxiety, myself included, Claire Weeks, for example, and many of the others who know what they're doing, will tell you that the only way that we can really get anxiety to go back to being an ordinary response that does not interrupt you is by allowing it to be. You see, all this fighting that we're doing with anxiety, all this trying to be rid of it and feeling afraid of it, is the very thing that keeps it high. And if you've been hanging out with me in my various platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, over on my email, then you'll know that what I'm trying to ask you to do is to accept anxiety in. The big reason is because it always serves a purpose. What's the purpose of anxiety? Well, the purpose of anxiety is to get you to pay attention to something that it believes is a threat to your existence, right? And if we don't pay attention, well, then the anxiety has to keep ringing the alarm, which is why it then stays there until you can pay attention. Now, the only way that we can really pay attention to what anxiety is asking us to pay attention to is by allowing it to be there and listening to it. But most people, and I'm sure you're going to agree, are so afraid of the experience of anxiety or this belief that they just can't cope with it, that sitting with anxiety and listening to it is the very last thing that they can do. Now, in all of my programs with the Ease Method, I teach my clients how to do this. There are steps that are important to follow in order for us to accept our anxiety. Because at the end of the day, your brain is never going to accept something that it believes is a threat to your survival. So in other words, if you think something about anxiety is a threat to your survival, your brain is never going to let you sit with it, be with it, lean into it, or listen to it. So no matter how many times you read Claire Weeks, or how many TikTok videos you watch about being with your anxiety, if you cannot accept that it is safe to do so, your brain is not going to let you do this. And so often I find with the clients I work with, this piece of acceptance or floating with anxiety, as Claire Weeks says, is a very difficult thing to do because they hold ideas about anxiety that make them believe that it's unsafe. So they can't accept it and they can't listen to it. So in today's episode, we're going to discuss the three main blocking beliefs that are getting in the way of you being able to accept your anxiety and listen to what it is telling you. Now listen in, and if one or more of these sound familiar, then this is what you need to work on first before you can begin shifting anxiety. The first is that anxiety will drive me crazy. So people who hold this belief have the sense that if they get really anxious, if they allow their anxiety to be there, it's going to increase and escalate to the point at which they completely lose control and do some crazy things. Maybe they run around yelling and screaming and strip their clothes off, and eventually someone's going to have to hold them down, call an ambulance, sedate them, and maybe even lock them up in a white padded cell with a straitjacket on. Sounds extreme, I know, but many people with anxiety have this fear, and if you have this fear, you're not crazy for feeling this way, okay? Many people do, you're not alone. But here's the thing, if we believe that this anxiety is going to be the thing that lands me up in a hospital somewhere and restrained, well then of course I'm not gonna allow it to be there or to let it escalate or get any worse than whatever it is that I can manage right now. We've got to ask ourselves, where does this belief come from? And many people have the experience when they're in their panic attack or their anxiety attack of losing control, because for sure, the symptoms that we experience in that moment can feel a little out of control. But here's the thing, even in that moment of feeling like we're losing control, we're still 100% in the driver's seat, making the decisions about what we do and what we don't do. So even if you got off that bus in the middle of the journey and ran down the road with your anxiety, you still chose to do that. And even though it may feel like you want to rip your clothes off and do crazy things, I've never met anybody who's actually gone ahead and done those things in public, because there is a part of their brain that knows that this is not acceptable and that they don't want to do that. So always you are in control. In fact, I've met many people who in the midst of their panic attacks have had to deal with the crisis, like somebody else's health condition playing up in the middle of a supermarket. And as a nurse, they were able to just put their anxiety away, stop the panic attack, and react and respond to this person who needed their help. I assure you that anxiety alone is not the thing that's going to end you up in hospital and restrained. The second belief that many people hold is that if this anxiety were to increase or escalate, it will render me useless. I will collapse, I will pass out, I will not be able to function anymore. Again, this is a very commonly held belief, so if this is something you believe, please know you're not alone. But the fear is that the anxiety is going to make me lose my functioning. I might pass out or faint in public, or I might not be able to drive my car anymore because I don't know how to control the vehicle, or I might not be able to function or talk to people while I'm at work. In either way, the fear is that the anxiety is going to stop you from functioning in your ordinary way. And for some or other reason, that feels extremely dangerous to your brain and the anxiety. And as we know, your brain is not going to allow you to have increased experiences of anxiety if it believes that you're going to lose all functioning. Of course, that's going to be a threat to your survival, and your brain is hardwired for your survival. So it's not going to let you accept that anxiety. The last blocking belief that I often find is that people believe that anxiety can somehow harm them. So they feel like if the anxiety were to escalate, perhaps their heart won't be able to deal with the increased heart rate and therefore maybe have a heart attack. Or some of the symptoms that they're experiencing become so intense that they can eventually somehow kill them. Now, this is a frightening belief to have about our anxiety, right? And of course, it's very present in people who have panic attacks. Because often, in the midst of panic, our brain believes that we're about to die. Again, this is very common, and if it is something that you believe, you are not alone. But here's the thing about anxiety, right? It is an emotional response that is designed to keep you safe. And panic attacks are really your fight or flight response in action, which again, is designed to keep you safe. So the mechanism by which your body is trying to keep you safe and away from harm cannot be the thing that harms you. It's just not possible. And while anxiety symptoms may be very scary and sometimes quite inexplicable, and panic attack symptoms can feel really out of control and very intense, there is nothing about that that is harmful. For sure, it is uncomfortable, but it is not harmful. So these are the three main blocking beliefs that might get in the way of you being able to just float with the anxiety the way that Claire Weeks suggests we do. And if we have these beliefs in place and can't accept the anxiety in, then we're going to remain anxious about being anxious. And you and I both know that anxiety about anxiety is the problem, right? Now, I will add that there is one more blocking belief that I do find with my clients. And that is the belief that anxiety is somehow shameful or embarrassing or unacceptable, and that if other people saw this about them, it would not be okay. So while they may be able to accept their anxiety in spaces where they're alone, they certainly can't take that anxiety anywhere else, because if someone else sees it, they become ashamed. Now, if this is something that you believe, it is also fairly common. But what it does is it keeps us stuck in the space of not being able to do anything with our anxiety, because we believe that it's shameful and embarrassing. When in fact, I want you to think about this. If you saw somebody with anxiety in public, would you feel ashamed of them? Or would you judge them negatively in any way? I would hope that you wouldn't. And I would also go as far as to say that the vast majority of people out there would have empathy for somebody that they saw struggling. Unless, of course, they were a psychopath, in which case, do you really care what they think anyway? The point is, however, that if we can't accept our anxiety enough to take it out with us and run the risk of other people seeing this about us, then of course we're not going to get to a space where we can lean into the anxiety and listen to what it's got to say. Okay, so you've been listening along, and I'm wondering how many of these beliefs you resonated with. Because I will say this, if you're resonating with one or more of these beliefs, then there is work to do before you're going to be able to put that anxiety where it belongs. And that work is going to be along the lines of addressing and challenging these beliefs. That's why the first step in the EASE method is all about empowering you. You see, the first E stands for empower. And it's all about understanding exactly how anxiety functions, what it's doing in your brain, how it works in your body, understanding the various symptoms that you might be experiencing so that you can begin to undo the fear that you have of that anxiety. But of course, we need to start looking at some of the blocking beliefs and other core beliefs that you might be carrying about anxiety. Many people have had experiences in their early childhood where perhaps they were rendered useless, or they fainted, or their panic attack made them do something that was embarrassing. And so they've now associated anxiety with always causing this, and not realizing that those first experiences often feel very overwhelming and result in us doing things that we ordinarily wouldn't. But as you become more aware of your anxiety and understand it in a different way, then you begin to respond to those experiences differently, which means that we don't need to fear that same experience happening again. So to recap, friends, if you are having any one of these beliefs that anxiety is going to drive you crazy, or anxiety can somehow render you useless and stop functioning, or that anxiety can harm you, or that anxiety is shameful or embarrassing, then I'm going to encourage you to do a little bit of deeper work to begin shifting those beliefs that are getting in the way of you being free of anxiety about anxiety. And if you'd like to know more about how to do this in a deeper way, then be sure to join me for my online class coming up in June 13th and 16th for a live class on Zoom, where we're going to discuss all of this and so much more. The link is in the show notes down below. I'd love it if you'd connect with me over on Instagram or TikTok. Come and say hi. I love to connect with my listeners. See you in the next episode.
So that wraps up today's episode, and I have a huge favor to ask. If you found any value in what you heard today, please be sure to leave a review. I assure you, it is not to stroke my ego, although it does help me to know that you love the show, but to help the algorithms get this episode into the hands of others who might need it. Make sure you follow the Ease Anxiety podcast so that you never miss a future episode. And lastly, I really love to connect. So find me on TikTok or Instagram and be sure to say hi. All the links are found below in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in.